Welcome to the Sugar Switch podcast, featuring Kathy Orman, health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. This is the number one short, sweet, and to the point podcast all about sugar and your health. You'll discover how to kick the sugar, eliminate cravings for good, completely reverse pre-diabetes, increase your energy, and lose weight, look good, and feel great. As well, you'll be empowered to reduce your risk for serious health issues. And now, here's your host, Kathy Orman.
Hello, today we're doing a follow-up episode from last week. We're talking about antioxidants and comparing two sources, food sources versus supplements. Last week's episode was all about how sugar and refined foods are a major cause of free radicals, which damage your cells and cause health issues. We identified certain foods, or more specifically, antioxidants found in certain foods, to be an easy and effective solution to neutralize free radicals. But what about antioxidants that you can obtain in supplement form instead of consuming the whole food? Are supplements as effective? That's what we'll talk about today. I will be referring to some snippets of information from last week's episode, TSSP 076, Sugar, Free Radicals, and the Food Solution. You might want to go back and listen to that episode for more complete details. Here's what we'll dive into today. A very fast recap about free radicals and antioxidants. More about antioxidants. We'll talk about antioxidant history and hype. Then we'll talk about the ORAC scale. And we'll get into general differences between food sources and supplement sources. Then we'll talk about antioxidants from supplement sources and antioxidants from food sources. And finally, we'll talk about further information about food sources of 6 antioxidants. We've got lots to talk about, so let's get started with a very fast recap about free radicals and antioxidants. Free radicals are unstable molecules that cause damage to your body's cells. They are unstable because they have an unpaired electron, and they attack healthy cells to steal an electron so they can become stable. The cells that are attacked then become free radicals, and the damage escalates as those new free radicals damage other cells. The collective damage is called oxidative stress, and it has been linked to many serious health issues, including arthritis, premature aging, diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Antioxidants are substances naturally found in nutrient-dense foods. Antioxidants neutralize free radicals by donating an electron to the free radical without becoming free radicals themselves. So antioxidants stop the free radicals from damaging your cells and help you to stay healthy. So let's talk a little more about antioxidants. In last week's episode, we talked about 7 major antioxidants, yet there are many more than that, probably hundreds more. The 7 we mentioned are beta-carotene, vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, selenium, quercetin, and luteolin. Other common antioxidants are manganese, glutathione, coenzyme Q10, lipoic acid, flavonoids, phenols, polyphenols, and phytoestrogens, to name a few. Besides neutralizing free radicals, antioxidants perform other tasks, such as repairing DNA and maintaining the health of cells. There seems to be some confusion about the word antioxidant. There's an interesting reason for this confusion. In the scientific community, antioxidant is viewed as a chemical property, and it refers to the substance's ability to act as an electron donor. In some situations, substances that are generally called antioxidants could act as antioxidants and donate an electron. In a different situation, those same substances might act in a pro-oxidant way or actually become electron grabbers. There's another common misunderstanding about antioxidants. People tend to think all antioxidants are the same, when in fact they are not all the same and they are not interchangeable. Each antioxidant substance has its own unique set of chemical behaviors and biological properties. Each one has a unique capacity or function, and no single antioxidant can do all the antioxidant functions. Let's talk about antioxidant history and hype. Let's dive into a little bit of antioxidant research history. Medical researchers began to understand free radicals and free radical damage in the 1990s. Free radical damage to cells was, and still is, linked to health issues like atherosclerosis, cancer, vision loss, and other chronic issues. Studies at that time showed that people who had a low intake of antioxidants from vegetables, fruits, and whole grains, or nutrient-rich foods, were at a higher risk for developing health issues from free radical damage than people who ate a high amount of nutrient-dense foods. Two antioxidants, vitamin E and beta-carotene, were starting to be tested in clinical trials as individual supplements to see if they would be effective solutions against chronic diseases. Before the results of the single-substance clinical trials were even completed, the supplement companies, food companies, and the media started a whole lot of hype about antioxidants. As a result, all sorts of supplements and refined foods were being labeled antioxidant-rich, full of antioxidants, etc. Supplement and food manufacturers heavily promoted the disease-fighting properties of antioxidants in their products. Back to the clinical trials. Researchers were testing single antioxidant substances in supplement form, such as vitamin E by itself or beta-carotene by itself. In the end, the results were varied and mixed, not the outcome researchers had hoped for. The trials found that taking a single antioxidant supplement was not as effective as they expected it to be. There was no strong evidence that taking a vitamin C supplement or a vitamin E supplement or a beta-carotene supplement would be effective against heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, age-related diseases, cancer, or other chronic conditions. Some of the results were even negative. Some trials were done on supplements that had combinations of various antioxidants, such as vitamins C and E, beta-carotene, selenium, and zinc. The results of these trials were no better than single supplement trials. Regardless of the disappointing research results, supplement manufacturers and refined food manufacturers have continued to add antioxidant substances to their products and market the benefit claims of antioxidants. In many cases, the research data has been stretched and distorted. Antioxidant additives and supplements have been marketed as a way to prevent health issues like heart disease, cataracts, cancer, memory loss, and more. Let's talk about the ORAC scale. Whole foods that are nutrient-dense were elevated to superfood status because of their antioxidant content. Enter the ORAC scale. ORAC is an acronym for Oxygen Radical Absorbance Capacity. In 1991, scientists from the National Institute on Aging, NIA, part of the National Institute of Health, NIH, created the ORAC scale as a tool to measure antioxidant capacity of foods. At the time, the United States Department of Agriculture, or USDA, published extensive ORAC tables. The ORAC scale, or ORAC value, was applied to nutrient-dense foods, and this rating was used as another marketing tool by supplement and refined food manufacturers. For instance, if the product contained blueberries, which are high in the ORAC value, the marketing would tout the high antioxidant ORAC value of the blueberries, regardless of the quantity of blueberries the product contained. Interestingly, the USDA withdrew their publication of the ORAC tables in 2012 because no correlation between biological activity and test results could be found, and they determined that antioxidants have many functions, more than just neutralizing free radicals. So let's talk about general differences between food sources and supplement sources. There are some differences between antioxidants from food sources and antioxidants from supplement sources. The first difference is that food sources contain a whole variety of different nutrients along with the antioxidants. Nutrient-rich foods contain fiber, minerals, and vitamins, a whole package of nutrients put together perfectly by Mother Nature along with antioxidant compounds. The second difference is supplement sources contain isolated antioxidants. The antioxidant has been isolated for consumption without fiber and probably without many vitamins and minerals, depending on the combination the supplement manufacturer produces. And the third difference is when you take an antioxidant supplement, you're getting a concentrated form of the antioxidant, which means you're getting a high dose. By comparison, you'd have to consume a lot of a particular food to get a high dose of the antioxidants the food contains. The original research about antioxidants being able to neutralize free radicals involved consuming nutrient-dense foods that contain antioxidants naturally within the food. Those foods were fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. The original research did not involve isolated antioxidants taken in supplement form. Trials on single nutrient antioxidant supplements were done later, as we talked about a few minutes ago. Let's talk about antioxidants from supplement sources. Antioxidants that have been isolated and put in supplements have been found to be fairly ineffective at reducing risk for major health issues, as already discussed. Why is that? They're antioxidants, right? So why is a supplement less effective? Research has suggested the possible answer. Most antioxidants work in conjunction with other nutrients and other antioxidants, and they don't work as well when isolated without the other nutrients around them. It is a synergistic effect. The combination of several nutrients has a greater effect than the single antioxidant substance by itself. Let's dig a little deeper into antioxidant supplements. Is it possible that taking antioxidant supplements could be harmful or interfere with your health? Some studies have raised this possibility. Remember, antioxidant supplements are highly concentrated. High doses of antioxidant supplements can interfere with some medications. For example, high doses of vitamin E can have a blood thinning effect and increase the risk of bleeding for people who are on blood thinner medication. Taking antioxidants during cancer treatment could interfere with the effectiveness of the treatment. If you're taking medication, it's important to talk to your doctor before taking high doses of any vitamins or antioxidant supplements. So now let's talk about antioxidants from food sources. Studies done on antioxidants in food have shown that antioxidants work best in combination with other nutrients that are found in the food, such as fiber, minerals, vitamins, plant chemicals, and other antioxidants. It's synergy. The nutrition in minimally refined food has a synergistic effect. All of the nutrients work together to create positive effects of antioxidants and give you health benefits. Some of the antioxidant compounds in a food could have more than one chemical property, meaning they could do more than just act as an antioxidant. For instance, polyphenols are antioxidants, yet they may have other chemical properties as well. Polyphenols could act as an antioxidant when teamed up with certain other antioxidants, and when the nutrient combination changes, polyphenols could have an entirely different effect. The amount of an antioxidant and the type of antioxidant could make a difference. For example, there are 8 chemical forms of the antioxidant vitamin E. Foods high in vitamin E might naturally contain many or all of those forms of vitamin E. On the other hand, a vitamin supplement will typically only contain one form of vitamin E, alpha tocopherol. So the vitamin E supplement might not be nearly as effective as the food source of vitamin E. Let's talk about further information about food sources of 6 antioxidants. Last week's episode, TSSP076, Sugar-Free Radicals in the Food Solution, has a list of 7 antioxidants and their food sources. This is additional information about where to find 6 of those 7 antioxidants. Number 1, carotenoids, including beta-carotene and lycopene, can be found in cantaloupe, asparagus, bell peppers, kale, mangoes, turnip and collard greens, peaches, oranges, pink grapefruit, pumpkin, winter squash, spinach, sweet potato, and tomatoes. Number 2, vitamin C can be found in broccoli, cantaloupe, grapefruit, lemon, oranges, all colors of bell peppers, strawberries, tomatoes, and sweet potatoes. Number 3, vitamin E can be found in avocado, almonds, Swiss chard, leafy greens, and peanuts. Number 4, zinc can be found in beef, sesame seeds, pumpkin seeds, chickpeas, lentils, and cashews. Number 5, selenium can be found in shellfish, barley, and brown rice. Number 6, phenolic compounds, a group which includes quercetin, catechins, resveratrol, quercumic acid, and anthocyanins. Catechins can be found in tea, cocoa, and berries. Resveratrol can be found in red and white wine, peanuts, and berries. Quercumic acid can be found in berries and spices, and anthocyanins can be found in strawberries and blueberries. Here's the 1-minute recap. In today's episode, we did a very fast recap about free radicals and antioxidants. We gave you more information about antioxidants. We talked about the history and hype of antioxidants. We talked about the ORAC scale. We discussed the difference between food sources and supplement sources. We talked about antioxidants from supplement sources. We talked about antioxidants from food sources. And we gave you further information about food sources of 6 antioxidants. And last week's episode, TSSP076, Sugar, Free Radicals, and the Food Solution, is an episode you might want to listen to. Here's the bottom line. We know that free radicals cause damage to your cells, which can lead to serious health issues like heart issues, cancer, diabetes, cognitive health decline, and eye issues. And we know that antioxidants help the body fight free radicals. Nutrition is a developing science, and nutritional research is ongoing. At the current time, it appears that antioxidants obtained from food sources, like vegetables, fruits, and whole grains, are more effective at providing protection from serious health issues than antioxidants obtained from supplements. The nutrition and antioxidants your body needs are found in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, healthy fats, and healthy proteins. It's important to obtain a whole spectrum of nutrition from food because research has shown that all of the nutrients work together synergistically for optimal health. If you'd like to have more energy to get through your day, if you're wanting to switch off your risk for serious health issues, or if you're just plain tired of being sick and tired, book your complimentary switch session now. Go to www.connectwithkathy.as.me. The Sugar Switch Podcast is the number one short, sweet, and to-the-point podcast focused on sugar, nutrition, and your health. You'll find all the episodes of our program on our podcast website, thesugarswitchpodcast.com. You will also find us on Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, Blueberry, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and on Android. Be sure to listen every week for more great topics with a switch about health and nutrition. We've got some really great stuff in the works, so stay tuned. Please tell everyone you know about the Sugar Switch Podcast so they can benefit from the great information every week. And we'd love it if you would give the program a rating every time you listen, no matter what podcast platform you listen from. Thank you so much in advance for that. Until next time, go on out there and live the sweet life without sugar. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining Kathy on the Sugar Switch Podcast. If you would like to be free of sugar and relentless cravings, increase your energy all day, every day, reverse pre-diabetes, and totally avoid serious health issues like diabetes, inflammation, and heart and stroke issues, Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Find out how the Sugar Switch system can help you be the healthiest you can be. Contact Kathy Orman at www.thesugarswitchpodcast.com. Tune in next week for more great info on the Sugar Switch Podcast. And we'd love it if you'd submit a review for the Sugar Switch Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.